We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here's a question. How long has Robert Mueller known that Trump was innocent of crimes and collusion? Brett Baer finally asking a useful question last week.
When did Robert Mueller and his team know that? When did they know there was no collusion? Did they know it? They obviously had to know it well before today. Did they know it months before today? Did they know it before the midterm election? Could that have had an effect? Had they come to a conclusion prior to the midterm election for the way the election went? I mean, you have for 23 months plus this sort of Damocles hanging over the Trump campaign and the Trump administration that is eating away at the body politic. And when did the special counsel know there was no collusion?
Oh, right from the beginning. Now we know that from the Strzok page text when they said they had nothing. We know that because they had to use a fake dossier. Don't forget the insurance policy, as they called it, was transferred from the FBI to the Mueller investigation. They didn't have any evidence, so they had to fake a dossier and use a fake dossier and lie to the FISA court about it. So I mean, right from the beginning, he's always known. He would have to know, since there wasn't any. Look at the timing. Look at the time. So, I mean, you literally have one member of the deep state, Mueller, letting this thing go into the election without telling anybody. He'd let it go into the 2020 election if Barr hadn't ended it. And then you have another member of the deep state. Remember this? Jim Comey telling people to get out there and vote Democrat so this whole thing can end. He meant Trump's presidency, using the mechanics of the Mueller investigation. And then you had another intel head, John Brennan, out there on CNN and MSNBC and places like that, telling everybody he'd seen the intel. I mean, you can't blame viewers of MSNBC and CNN for thinking, wow, he's the former chief, you know, he's former head of the CIA. Of course he would know. Turns out he was lying. I mean, you put it all together, you literally have the heads, former and current, of our intel agencies attempting to sink a sitting president using intelligence gathering mechanics that are supposed to stop terrorism. They're becoming a fixture in our elections, folks. That is terrifying. I warned you that would happen if they didn't go to prison. We're seeing it right now. ABC's Terry Moran tweeted about this. And I can't believe he is the only mainstream media journalist to ask this question about John Brennan. Here's what he tweeted. John Brennan, former head of the CIA, has a lot to answer for. Going before the American public for months, cloaked with CIA authority and openly suggesting he's got secret info, and repeatedly turning in performances like this. And here he is. I'll play it for you. Insinuating, well, you know, I've seen the intel. This is in March. Oh, I know indictments are coming. Now it's criminal. He was doing it before the election, folks. And I told you, they would become a feature of our election. Their illegal spying on candidates they don't like would become an expected, presumed part of the election. Oh, look, it's a contest between Democrats and Republicans to control the Senate. It'll all come down to a Minnesota Senate race. But, you know, hey, we're 5 weeks out. The Republicans up, but the intel community hasn't weighed in yet illegally. We'll see. News at 5. That's how it's going to go. They are going to be an expected player. Well, who will leak? I don't know. They better get something on him. Isn't that illegal? Yeah, but nobody cares. This is John Brennan doing that very thing right now. He's talking to Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. This is as recently as March.
Criminal conspiracy involving the Russian.
The Russians, yes, yeah. I think it was very, U.S. person.
That's an area you know something about. That investigation was developing while you were still on the job.
Well, it was, in terms of looking at what was going on with the Russians and whether or not U.S. persons were actively collaborating, colluding, cooperating, and involved in a conspiracy with them or not. But also, if there's going to be any member of the Trump family.
Did you see enough at that stage to believe that there would now that that would result in indictments once investigated?
I thought at the time that there was going to be individuals who were going to have issues with the Department of Justice.
Yep. March, folks. There's nothing in there. There's nothing. We know that now. He was doing that before the election, too. Literally. I mean, you get access to classified data. You are now a political commentator. You can cash in on it. That data was never supposed to be used that way. It was only ever supposed to be used to go after terrorists. Now they're weighing in on political elections using the data. Texture rates, should America even have a FISA court? Absolutely not. No, there is no reason. Judges do it every day at the federal level. There is no reason that terrorism cases can't be closed. If there's sensitive information, we don't want the perps to know we're closing in on them. We don't want them to know we're getting warrants. You can close that. A judge can do it. When you consider this FISA court approved 4 applications based on lies and has faced no repercussions for it, no, the court needs to go completely. It's dangerous to the American people. Here's a no-shoot Sherlock question for you. Asked by Cheryl Atkinson. I can't believe I didn't think of this myself. Cheryl Atkinson committing real acts of journalism every day now that she is free of the mainstream media. Used to work for CBS. And the background on her, she is currently suing the federal government for illegally hacking her hard drive while she was at CBS, along with James Rosen's and James Rosen's mamas, because we got to know what the mama of the journalist, you know, I mean, we got to know, even though that's totally illegal, but
it's
whatever.
It's called leverage.
Yeah, it's called leverage. It's good to have it. And so she's wondering, okay, well, all right, Bill Barr, everyone's excited now because Bill Barr says he's going to investigate, you know, the beginnings of all of this and you know, the quote-unquote wiretap applications was what they're still called, even though it's not actual wiretapping the way that it used to be when they had to go sneak into your basement or whatever. But she's, you know, saying, okay, well, okay, great. We're going to investigate this finally. I've been saying we should investigate it forever, but who's the investigatory arm of the DOJ again?
That would be the FBI.
Yeah. Well, how can officials, she asked, who signed the wiretap applications, fairly investigate the source of their own investigations when it would send members of their agencies to prison potentially? And she's right. She said the FBI and Justice Department's own conduct is under congressional investigation. She said they allegedly didn't tell the judge who approved the wiretaps that some of their evidence was paid for by Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. Top Obama and Trump officials signed 4 wiretap applications relying in part on the dossier starting a month before the election. She said under then FBI Director James Comey, Andrew McCabe, who stepped down amid controversy, then Attorney General Sally Yates, who was later fired by President Trump, FBI General Counsel Dana Biante, who was Deputy Attorney General at the time and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And she says, like, how can we trust the DOJ, which helped to write the applications, and the FBI to investigate themselves?
Exactly.
And we can't. That's the answer. We can't. Because Bill Barr isn't going to be able to do it all by himself. He's going to have to trust the very people who might go to prison to do investigations of their friends. It's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen anybody else make it. There's just this assumption, well, you know, everybody's at the FBI is really good. We can totally trust them. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know that we can. And she said, can the agencies and officials who signed the wiretap applications fairly investigate the source of their questioned evidence? Senator Chuck Grassley says when he first moved to release his memo relating to all this last month, the FBI stonewalled it, claiming it contained classified information. This week, the FBI allowed the memo to be released, but it was so full of redactions that you couldn't tell what it said. So they're still covering up the idea that Bill Barr is going to somehow and the FBI are going to somehow, you know, go look at this. And Bill Barr even said, I played the audio. Well, you know, my good friend Chris Wray, he and I, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Are you really? Because Chris Wray told Charles Grassley before he was, you know, approved, when his, you know, before his nomination was approved, Chuck Grassley, who's the head of the Judiciary Committee, was saying to Ray, well, listen, you know, you guys at the FBI are stonewalling all of my subpoenas. You're going to go across the street. You'll send me the stuff I'm asking. And Ray said, oh, I totally will. Oh, yes, we're going to be completely open. He went across the street and we never got another thing again.
Mm-hmm.
It was as if he became part of the collective hive. So, I mean, you know, I think there's some hope now building on the right that Bill Barr might be fair here, but I don't see how he could be without an independent prosecutor. Or an independent, it doesn't have to be a prosecutor, something. But the FBI and the DOJ officials, they cannot investigate this. You cannot trust them. I mean, you can't. All they've done is stonewall and hide the very information Bill Barr You know, even when it was under subpoena from Congress, which they ignored, you know, what, are they going to turn it over now because Bill Barr asks really nicely? How's that going to work? And the answer is they're not. So I'm still really skeptical we're ever going to get an answer to any of this short of Trump declassifying. Yeah. I don't think there's any other way. Because you just, I mean, and that's the thing. But, you know, what you and what army are going to investigate this?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.